WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A 22-year-old man is in the Washington County, Utah jail. He's suspected of shooting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. FBI Director Kash Patel said law enforcement moved quickly to find Tyler Robinson.
In 33 hours, we have made historic progress for Charlie.
CBS's Anna Schechter says Robinson's father identified his son as the suspect.
His father called a youth pastor who knew had a relationship with the U.S. Marshals. They were able to contain him, hold him in one place. They called the FBI, and overnight, authorities took him into custody.
In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul asked the nation to come together as it did on the day after 9/11.
And I'm calling on New Yorkers and Americans today, on this September 12th, to hearken back to that same sense of purpose. A unifying purpose.
CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sheriff Mike Lucas from the Portage County Sheriff's Office gave a press conference at noon today to update on the Amber Alert for missing 6-year-old Ruby Lehman. Additional support is now on hand with around 20 FBI agents from Eau Claire, Wausau, and Green Bay, as well as an additional 20 agents from the Department of Criminal Investigations. Sheriff Lucas said the assistance is necessary. He has 5 detectives in his division, and the Stevens Point Police also have around 5. More detectives and investigators are needed to conduct interviews and be out canvassing the area to stay on the trail. Sheriff Lucas said they do believe the suspect, Jordan Coyle, is in the tri-state region, which includes Portage, Washera, and Wood counties. The suspect is Ruby Lehman's uncle. 34-year-old Jordan A. Coyle has a previous conviction of second-degree sexual assault of a child in 2008 in Washera County. Coyle is a white male, 6'3" tall and close to 250 pounds. He has red hair, a beard, and a mustache, and blue eyes. Officials believe Jordan Coyle is traveling with Ruby in a white 2001 Ford F-250 truck with Wisconsin plate WC2249. The truck has a toolbox in the bed, and the tailgate has peeling paint that exposes silver beneath. Ruby Lehman is a 6-year-old white female, about 4 feet tall and 100 pounds. She has brown hair and green eyes. If you have any information or you see the vehicle, call the Portage County Sheriff's Office or dial 911. Mid-State Technical College's Ameta Center is hosting a Return to Learn job fair on October 1st from 4 to 7 p.m. This is open to the public and geared toward adult learners and people looking to change careers. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning 2 games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0, against 2 really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on, but it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight with lows near 60 degrees. A lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday, then becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Currently, it's 76.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them. which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Robert Craig from Citizen Action on healthcare cuts and Jocasta Zamarripa, candidate for Wisconsin Secretary of State.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this TGI Friday, September 12th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Boy, get outside. It's a great day to be outside and be a Wisconsinite. It's mostly sunny skies, maybe a little overcast clouds here and there, but it is a perfecto fall day. Zommers, how are you?
Doing well. Do you want to take a look at the Sam Davidson
Let's
street cam?
Let's take a look at the Sam Davidson street cam. There are rumors that he is back in the fold after being gone for the summer. And here is the camera that he created. There is a beautiful intersection of State Street and Fairchild, a block off the Capitol Square. Person crossing against the light almost got hit.
A common sight.
Almost got hit by a van.
People just walk and bike when they want.
See, you tried to promote the downtown Madison, and you got Yahoo's walking across the light. Lovely Overture Center right there. It's a beautiful day to be outside, as they say. It looks like the forecast going to be hotter, going to be heating up. Summer is back. There used to be a term for that, but I don't know that I can say it anymore.
Yeah, I don't
know. What else do you call it?
The term is Indian summer.
Thank you.
We can at least say that that is the term.
That is the term.
I don't know if there's a replacement for it yet.
I haven't heard a replacement. We should ask our friend Robert Pilot, who's a Native American who does Native Roots Radio every night, is it still okay to call something Indian summer?
I don't know what he's going to say, but my guess is probably going to be sure.
That's my guess, but I don't want to speak for him.
Right. Of course not. Of course not.
Anyway, it's going to be Indian summer like this weekend. So get out and enjoy it, everyone. We're right in the middle of our free ticket Friday giveaway. Spectacular. They don't like it when I add words. It's hard for me to remember Free Ticket Friday because I used to watch Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and then it was Kelly Lee. And they always a trivia. And so they made a big thing about it, and I always think about that when I talk about this segment.
You know what else you have trouble remembering? That it's statewide.
Thank you. Yes, we already got a note from upstairs. The attorneys on the 12th floor said, you have to remember it is a statewide contest. So, yes, here's how you can win 4 free tickets. And here's the deal. You got to be able to go this Thursday, September 18th. Don't be calling up and saying, well, I won, but I can't go. Can I have a different day? The answer, respectfully, is no, you may not. Because Luke Mathers controls these tickets. They're kept in a leather satchel, which is rubbed daily, at least weekly, with synthetic mink oil. And he takes these out and he distributes them. And he has this Thursday, the 18th of September, at 6:40 p.m. set aside 4 tickets in our beautiful club level seats at AmFam Field. These ain't your regular seats, all right? Special club level. You have your own concessions area for that level. It's air-conditioned in case it's hot. Bathrooms close by, beautiful, clean bathrooms. And here's how you win them, or at least you're eligible to win. Download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. First 10 stations are ours. I sound like Richard Dawson now from Family Feud. 100 people surveyed, top 10 answers on the board. We're on the first 10 stations on the Civic Media app. Open one. It doesn't have to be the number one answer. Open one of them. And then you'll see a little text icon. Text this word right now. The word is game. Thank you. Let's play the feud. Game. G-A-M-E. G as in George. A as in Apple. M as in Mary. E as in Edward. Game. We are going to the game on Sunday, actually. Game. G-A-M-E. Text the word game right now. At the end of the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries. And then somebody at the end of this day is going to win 4 tickets to that Brewers game on September 18th. The word is game, G-A-M-E. Good luck. Many thanks, by the way, to Dan. Always great to have Dan Schaefer, but even better when Dan Schaefer is in person. So many thanks to him. You can find his and all the other work at the recombobulationarea.news. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just thereafter, Mike Clemens. Nobody knows sports better than our own Mike Clemens. We're lucky to have him, our top-notch sports reporter. He was at Lambeau Field last night, going to give us an update on that big Packer win. They're 2-0. Also preview the Brewers, who get back in action tonight. By the way, Zomers, as you see, at least four of the Brewers were at Lambeau Field last night.
I did not see that.
Bryce Terang. Durbin, what's his first name? Now I can't.
Is it Caleb?
Maybe Durbin was there, and then you had Sal Frelick and Joey Ortiz. They were all there, and of course these guys come from other places, so they're not naturally Brewers or Packers fans, but they put on their cheese heads and they went up and had a lot of fun, and they posted stuff on social media. So it's great seeing some of the Brewers up there at Lambeau last night.
By the way, we got a text from Sue in Franklin texting in on WAUK saying, how do they notify you if you win? Email, text, call? I mean, of course, just in case I win, Sue says. To my knowledge, first you will get a text. Mm-hmm. If you do not respond or you don't get it, they'll give you a call. From there, I'm not sure. But
then they send two people in a dark car. Not really.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah, that's right. Brewers underway tonight against St. Louis, 6:35. Your pregame show just after 7 o'clock. The first pitch from AmFam Field. The Brewers hosting the Cardinals tonight. So text the word game, G-A-M-E, game, right now. That's the word for this hour. And you'll have a chance to win those 4 free tickets for this Thursday, September 18th. So Clemens will be in talking Packers, Brewers, and I got my Motion W polo shirt on today. The Badgers, last time I checked, 20-point underdogs. The Badgers against Alabama. What would you take on the over-under? On 20. I don't know. I'd be tempted to take the over. I'm sorry, but I kind of am. I wish them all the best. I want them to win. I heard his sports report coming in today. Clemens will tell us that it was like 1930 or 40 the last time the Badgers beat Alabama. But who knows? Lightning could strike. All right, looking forward to that. All right, right now it's coming up on 14 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again to play What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 News Talk sports stations in the statewide Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. By the way, I went to that Tom Oates, Mike Lucas Ideas Fest this week on Tuesday at the Italian Workman's Club. And let me tell you, that's a cool place. The Italian Workman Club at the Greenbush neighborhood in Madison. Couple of things. Their guest on their podcast for Oates and Lucas was former Wisconsin player, Olympic player, coach, and former Badger men's hockey coach, Tony Granato. Great guy. Really, really interesting. Told some great stories, not just about sports, but life. He, like Lucas, is a cancer survivor. So I'd encourage you to check out Lucas and Oates' podcast this week there with Tony Granato. But timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. Today's category, and what's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend? A busy weekend or a lazy weekend? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. As we said, download it, your favorite Apple or Android device, the Civic Media app, or you can text us on Yahoo.
That's a new one.
You probably could. I'm not sure it'd go anywhere. You can text on YouTube. I guess they both start with Y. YouTube, Facebook, or the Twitter X Twix. What's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend?
I like the images for this one. Mm-hmm. Busy weekend shows a beach that is absolutely packed, yes. Completely full. So many people, so many umbrellas and towels. It's a wonder anybody can get anywhere. And right. Lazy weekend, completely vacant beach that looks like it might be the same one. Hard
now,
to tell.
Now, for me, just looking at the photographs alone on the stream here, and we have a lot of people watching today because Dan Schaefer has a huge audience, and we appreciate it when he brings his viewers with us. So those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, the like, it's not even close for me. I know exactly where I'd be going on which one. Busy weekend or lazy weekend? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Megan on the text line in beautiful Sun Prairie said, I'd rather have a lazy weekend, but I'm a bit of a hermit. Busy weekends are worse for me. All right. Busy weekend or lazy weekend? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Robert in McFarland has an expletive and says, I wish I got weekends. I feel you, Robert. I mean, I'm very fortunate there, yeah. In this job. I do get weekends most of the time. But boy, when I own my own business or coffee shop or when I worked in retail, other jobs I've had, you don't get weekends. You're absolutely right.
I used to work third shift in a foundry with mandatory overtime. Right. And we had one day off.
Yeah, absolutely. Brett, listening to beautiful Brown Deer on WAUK, says busy weekends are worse. Busy weekends are made for being lazy. Yes, Brett, probably if you get weekends, then yeah, time to just hang out, right? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jesse in Madison, listening to WMDX. Jesse, busy weekends or lazy weekends? What's worse?
Sorry for the cop-out answer, but there is no worse. It's the weekend. Just enjoy it.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. Like every other day,
just
right?
Just let it happen.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah. You have any plans for this weekend, Jesse?
We're going to go see Weird Al tonight.
Oh, really? Where's he playing at?
The weekend starts at 5 o'clock on Friday. Bree Stevens.
Oh, is he at Bree Stevens?
I didn't realize he was in town.
Really? Why didn't we have, could have booked, you're telling me we could have booked Weird Al Yankovic? He's right down the street and oh my gosh. See?
That's lost opportunity.
We've dropped the ball. All right.
I'll take the blame on that one.
Thanks. Thanks, Jesse. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Weird Al Yankovic. All right. Very good. Camilla in beautiful Milwaukee listening on WAUK says, Todd, I'm never going to apologize for a lazy weekend. So busy weekends are worse. All right. Very good. What else we have here? PJ looks like on the YouTube channel, looks like he's going to Weird Al as well, perhaps.
Or is at least aware of it.
Yeah. And anyway. What's worse, busy weekends or lazy weekends? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll come back and wrap that up in just... Oh, PJ says, nope, I can't afford going to Weird Al. He's not going. We'll come back, wrap that up. Also tell you, give you an update on flood relief in Milwaukee. And get ready for a sports report from the best in the business, Mike Clemens, coming up after Farm News in just a bit. Stay with us. It's the Title Ball Show for a Friday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files. And he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Gronk and Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Gronk and Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Gronk and Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
So you're a tough guy, like it really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your
Welcome
mama
back
sad.
To the Donald Walsh Show on the Civic Media Radio type. Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock.
I'm the bad guy.
Zomer's playing Weird Al. You think Weird Al's listening? Apparently he's in town. We found out that Weird Al Yankovic is in town. And wouldn't that be, we could have had Dan Schaefer an hour or two, followed by Weird Al Yankovic, followed by Mike Clemens.
Now that would have been a show.
That would have been a show. I mean, it's fine the way it is. I'm just saying you could have had Al or Weird Al Yankovic in between Schaefer and Clemens.
Especially if he brought in his accordion.
Right? I'm all for the accordion. What's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, don't forget, you can text us the word of the day, the hour, the 2 hours. You have till 4 o'clock to text us the word game. G-A-M-E. Game is the word until 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, the computer will randomly select somebody who texted in the correct word of game, and that person will have 4 tickets sent to them electronically for the Milwaukee Brewers against the LA Angels for this Thursday, September 18th at 6:40. Text the word game, G-A-M-E, right now on the Civic Media app. On WMDX, in Sun Prairie. Chris, listening out in beautiful Sun Prairie, says, I would say busy weekends are better as long as it's a fun weekend and not work. But a lazy weekend is definitely needed every once in a while. Sue in beautiful Franklin, listening on WAUK, says, I'm retired, so every day is the weekend. We're going to go see The Sound of Music, showing for a few days for the 60th anniversary, have a wedding tomorrow, and walking in the Walk to End Alzheimer's Milwaukee Walk on Sunday. So I guess it's a busy weekend. Sue, that sounds like a great weekend. I think that's fantastic. Have a little fun. Help raise money for a good cause. Great job, Sue. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. What's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend? Aaron Zomer?
This is a tough one because naturally I'm inclined to agree with Megan in Sun Prairie, who was one of the first people to text in saying, you know, busy weekends are worse because I'm a bit of a hermit and just want to stay inside. That's me, but also after a lazy weekend, a lot of the time I feel like I've accomplished nothing and I feel worse about myself. So I will say I am more intimidated by a busy weekend, but after the fact, I think a lazy weekend is worse.
That's very interesting. I would say the opposite. I would say a busy weekend is worse because I might feel more pressure. Not to say that busy weekends can't be fun. They can, but I think that in terms of just what's worse, a busy weekend because I got to keep a schedule and, you know, I got things going. Where a lazy weekend is like, wow, I could just like chill out. And I'm also being persuaded by the photo on the card today that shows a beautiful beach, and I do love me some beach time. Matt in Middleton on WMDX says, busy weekends are the worst as I need my couch and cocktail time. Monday will be grumpy Monday. Couch and cocktails. I like that, by the way.
If I'm honest with myself, busy weekends are worse. I just said the other way because I'm trying to be aspirational and talk myself into actually doing things on the weekend.
It's good to know Zomers is always forthright with us. All right, I want to get this in.
Hey, I was lying to myself.
I want to get this in. According to Channel 3000, WISC-TV in Madison, President Donald Trump announced yesterday that he has approved $29.8 million in disaster relief funds for the state of Wisconsin. Events to help flooding victims connect with resources are continuing throughout the southeast part of the state after a month ago with all the flooding. Sonia Yonke was at the Waukesha County event yesterday looking to get extra help in her recovery process. She says, quote, my husband had to tap into his retirement. He had to take money out of the money that we've spent years building up, unquote. Yonke's thankful for the potential funds, but has questions about where it will go. She says, quote, I've been looking around at what everybody lost, and that amount of money will dwindle really quickly. I don't know how it's going to be enough to take care of everything that's been lost, unquote. Waukesha County Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Freeman talked about the next steps. Freeman said, quote, we're waiting to find out more. We know that there is this step in the right direction right now. We're very thankful that the president has taken a look at our recovery needs here in Waukesha County and across the state of Wisconsin, unquote. I know that it was a bipartisan effort. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and the rest of the congressional delegation, lobbied Trump for this, as did Democratic Governor Tony Evers. So at least one small, let's focus on something positive today, which is, in this case, a bipartisan effort has led to at least nearly $30 million in disaster relief funds for the people of Southeast Wisconsin. Hope that covers it. If it doesn't, hopefully there is a way that Congress could approve more monies. But we shall see. We'll keep an eye on that, as Civic Media News Department will as well. Our very own Stuart J. Waddles down there in Waukesha and Racine as well. All right, we've gotten all the comments on what's worse for. We get Matt's? Yeah, we got Matt's. He's couching cocktails. Couching cocktails. I really like that. Maybe that should be a new segment on the show.
Couch. We can bring back Mimosa Friday.
We can bring, yes, Mimosa Friday and combine it with our J.D. Vance couch out in the lobby.
Bring it back in the studio.
It used to be in the studio, but now it's out in the couch. Out in the couch.
The smell was too much to bear.
Couch and cocktails. I like that a lot. All right. That's it for What's Worse. We'll be back with new editions of What's Worse next week. Don't forget, you can still get your entry in for those free Brewer tickets for this coming Thursday, September 18th, against the LA Angels at 6:40. Go to the Civic Media app and text the word GAME, G-A-M-E, GAME. Text the word GAME right now on the Civic Media app from the correct entries. The computer will randomly draw someone at 4 o'clock, and you'll be on your way to AmFam Field on Thursday. The Brewers get underway again tonight against the Cardinals on many of our stations, starting at 6:35 with the pregame show. How about them Packers last night? We'll talk Packers, Badgers, and Brewers on the other side with the one, the only, Mike Clemens. Stay tuned. Farm News is next right now with Pam Jahnke on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Beginning of fall means cooler weather, football games, and deer hunting. Many Wisconsin residents are excited for this Saturday, September 13th, as it's the beginning of deer bow season. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, talking today to Jeff Pritzel. He's the Department of Natural Resources Deer Program Specialist. Jeff reminds us that it's important to stay safe while participating in this year's hunting season, and he gives us some helpful tips to consider.
The biggest real safety risk to bow hunters is the fact that a lot of bow hunting occurs from an elevated platform, you know, which comes in multiple forms of commercially made products, and in some cases, homemade products. And really, it's basic climbing and ladder safety in terms of, you know, the biggest risk is, you know, falls from an elevated platform. And so we emphasize the importance of, you know, maintaining good practices while entering and exiting an elevated stand, and using a rope for bringing up your weapon.
Jeff Pritzel, the DNR Deer Program Specialist, along with us. He says that prioritizing safety will help ensure everyone has an enjoyable hunt. Stick around. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
You spoke, and Kwas listened. The result is a forage harvester that can devour crops faster than you ever thought possible. Introducing the new Kwas Jaguar 1000 series, built in collaboration with customers like you. You said you wanted higher throughput. We achieved 20% higher throughput compared to the Jaguar 990 under similar conditions. You wanted better chop quality and efficiency. We achieved our best chop quality ever and our best fuel efficiency ever. It's performance inspired by the best. Ask your dealer about the Kwas Jaguar 1000 series.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your closing markets this Friday. On the close from Chicago, December corn closed up 10 and a quarter at 4:30, and November soybeans closed up 12 and three quarters at 10:46 and a quarter. December wheat also closed in the green today, up 2 at 5:23 and a half. Taking a look at dairy, October Class 3 milk is currently trading even at $16.32, and November Class 3 milk is trading down 10 cents at $16.21. 40-pound block cheese closed down 5 1/4 today at 162, and double A butter closed down 3 3/4 at 192 3/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight with lows near 60 degrees. A lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday, then becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Currently, it's 78.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This week, we sit down with Republican Party of Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District Chairman, Ken Sikora.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This physical, aggressive, attacking, the play style is exactly what we want from these guys. And it always starts with the energy and effort. And that's going to get you through and can overcome for some of the mistakes. So I just thought, I think our front is extremely disruptive, getting after the quarterback. Everybody's
working for the weekend. That is the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. After last night, boy, the Pack deserves to be having a weekend off. Some of the Brewers were up at Lambeau last night. Maybe some of the Packers will go down to AmFam tonight. I'm not sure, but the Packers got a big win over the Washington Commanders, 27-18, in the whiteout at Lambeau on Thursday Night Football on Prime, and heard on several of our Civic Media stations on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network. And here to go over that and more, nobody knows it better, nobody covers it better than our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who joins us via phone on the road. Mike, what a game at Lambeau last night.
Yeah, at Lambeau here, by the way, where today there's like tours going by every 20 minutes. I mean, it's like like it's almost a game day. The buzz is incredible. Hey, Todd, I didn't think of that, because last night, like pregame down the sidelines, I saw Sal Frelick, mm-hmm. Bryce Terang from the Brewers, and Caleb Durbin was over there. Maybe some Brewers would be down there, you know. And they do this thing too, like, you know, when Jordan Love was down there and he threw out the first pitch, mm-hmm. and about the sixth or seventh inning, the scoreboard crew puts up a thing like top five celebrity lookalikes. So they go through their crowd and they put a picture of a celebrity up, you know, like a guy that might maybe have bad blonde comb over hair and put him next to Donald Trump or something.
Right.
So they get to the end, and it's got a picture of Jordan Love in his jersey, and then they got Jordan Love sitting there actually in the seat, you know. And I told him when that game was over, I was going down the elevator, and those two women were talking about that, and they said, boy, that guy for Jordan Love, that's a dead ringer, though. No, ma'am. Perhaps you missed the first pitch. That was him. He was here today. See, that's a joke.
That's fantastic. I mean, everybody's in a great mood. I heard one of your sports reports earlier, Mike. Keep me honest, but the first time the Packers have started off 2-0 in what, 4 or 5 years?
It's not only that. It's in terms of holding the opponents to a certain amount of yardage and everything. That goes back to like the 90s.
Wow.
And, you know, when that guy Reggie White was here.
Right. Well,
you watched the game last night, mm-hmm. I mean, because one of the guys from the networks asked me, have you ever seen a Packers defense this fast? Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, Reggie, maybe a couple other guys, you know, Ezra Johnson way back in the day. I said, but I haven't seen 5 guys mm-hmm. on the defense this fast. And so when you're watching the all 22, if you will, the camera work from behind, you know, what you see is 4 guys lined up, maybe 5. And all it takes is one to break through, but the others close in so well and, you know, form that pocket, that net. So that Jaden Daniels, who's young, you know, he's the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, the quarterback for the Commanders, he's got nowhere to go and he's hurried. They hit him 12 times. They sacked him 4 times.
Yeah.
He was under pressure all night long. And so Xavier McKinney, the safety, he said, I didn't have anything to do tonight. He said, between Keyshawn Nixon deflecting passes, 4 or 5 of them, and then the pressure they were getting on their quarterback, I just stood back here making sure, you know, nobody took off for a deep ball. So I asked him, how did the defense hold Jaden Daniels to just 3 points through 3 quarters of that game last night?
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job, not only just rushing, but containing him as well and swarming to the ball. I think, you know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed. So, like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
That was Xavier McKinney last night. Mike Clemens had an opportunity to catch up with him afterwards. And I think that was so – I'm glad you brought this up, Mike, because – so much, and rightfully so, we talk about Jordan Love. But boy, to your point, I mean, the Commanders got to the NFC Finals last year. Jaden Daniels was a big part of that. The defense, boy, that just gave, I think, a lot of us Packer fans, don't cover it like you do, a lot of hope for this season.
No, and the team he beat last week, the Lions, they averaged 33 points a game last year. Number one scoring offense in the league. And, you know, you held them through three, four quarters last week. And it helps that, you know, you're doing this game at Lambeau Field, but, yeah, you know, Dan Campbell would beat the Packers 3-0 at Lambeau Field.
We're talking with Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, live from Lambeau Field. The big Packers win last night over the Washington Commanders, 27-18. Micah Parsons, ever since he got to Lambeau last night on the post-game show, they were carrying it on Prime, Amazon Prime. The crowd that was still left was chanting, "Thank you, Jerry," as Micah Parsons sat there on the set.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry Jones. Right. I saw that chanting. It was pretty funny. And, you know, the thing about Parsons, and, you know, we'll go week by week on this, but so far, Todd, I mean, this guy says everything and he does everything the right way. This awareness he's got about the room, the players, you know, he walks around the stadium last night, 3 hours before the kickoff, just to take in the environment. I mean, he's on all different kinds of levels in terms of his awareness and leadership and the way he pushes himself. And it, you know, it definitely has put the pressure on his teammates, his new teammates. So Kenny Clark was a favorite here. He's a great football player, 30 years old. He has to go to Dallas in the trade along with two first-round picks. And Micah Parsons comes up from the Dallas Cowboys up to Green Bay 2 weeks ago yesterday. And it's just like you flipped the switch in terms of the energy of that locker room. So we asked Micah in a very crowded, you know, huddle of media around him last night, how do you explain how the team loses KC, Kenny Clark, and last night they're playing with their hair on fire with guys like Devontae Wyatt, one of their young defensive linemen, who's back there all over the quarterback and pressuring him?
You know, that's a great part, because, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, obviously KC was a great player, but the organization really trusted those guys that they'll be able to step up. And then when I got here and I'm watching, I'm like, bro, I can be great too. Like, I just think, you know, when they see someone else challenging them and being great, it just makes everyone better. It makes everyone rise to the occasion. And they understand, I think the first week I got here, I was like, this is a standard level of play. And I bought into what they did, and I probably brought some flavor too. But when everyone's just playing good, it's just beautiful to see. I think everyone had sacks today. Everyone was getting after the quarterback. We was pushing the pocket. We probably out there when there's a chance, we like, D-Watt's like, you go. You know, I'm like, yo, you go, I go power. So, you know, we're just all feeding off each other. And that's what makes it beautiful to see, and that makes it fun, and that's why we was able to be effective.
Micah Parsons, new acquisition of the Packers last night. Mike Clemens talking to him. Mike, we've heard, you know, coming in here, we thought, oh, you know, we heard all this stuff about, you know, he's really not a great teammate. I haven't seen that. You're there every day. Seems like the guy is a pretty good team player in Green Bay so far.
Yeah, you know, and it's not like he's necessarily having everybody over for dinner. It's just the focus and what he says. Like, you know, even his opening press conference, the Packers set a bunch of seats aside in the front row where they anticipated he might want to bring the whole family, you know. They stayed home.
Wow.
It's just me. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here for you guys. I'll answer. He talked for 35 minutes, and he wasn't babbling on. Mm. He took about 30 different questions. He took any questions, and he answers everything in a very reasonable, you know, factual way. That's just a matter of fact. So then, you know, I always try and cover both locker rooms for us, Todd. So, again, I ran over to the Commanders to their press conferences, and there's Jaden Daniels. I mean, you talk about a deer in headlights. And we said, you know, last week you beat the Giants 21-6. You controlled that game. Well, how did you fall so far against the Packers defense tonight in week two?
I just did a good job of their scheme. Whatever the defense coordinator had them do, they executed very well. Last week we were able to pull it off. This week we didn't, you know, so we got to execute better.
That is Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels talking to our very own Mike Clemens last night. Then you went to the other locker room, the winning quarterback, our very own Jordan Love. I know you got to ask him some questions too, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Love, quarterback rating of 113 last night. It's through two touchdown passes, hit a 57-yarder to Tucker Kraft, but he loses Jaden Reed, his number one receiver, number 11, who is about to catch a touchdown pass to 39 yards, collapses into the end zone area and comes up with a sore shoulder. It's a broken collarbone.
Yeah.
So Jaden Reed's going to be out till, I'd say December. Somebody put out, 6 to 8 weeks. Like, come on, man. We went through that twice with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
Charles Woodson, had one, in the Super Bowl. That's going to take time. It'll take 8 weeks and then a couple weeks to get him back in shape. You got Christian Watson coming back from the ACL. They just paid him $13.5 million for a contract extension. And then on the offensive line, Zach Tom, your starting right tackle, who you just paid a lot. And Aaron Banks from left guard, inactive last night because of injuries. So they put in Jordan Morgan, their first-round pick from last year, at left guard. LaFleur said, I consider him a starter. And then they went in with the rookie, Anthony Belton, played right tackle most of the night, as opposed to that guy that they just traded with the Eagles with, Darian Kennard, who was like late to a special teams play. Rich Bisaccia, not happy about that.
Right.
So we asked Jordan Love, so how do you feel about your protection when Zach Tom and Aaron Banks are inactive on your offensive line?
No matter who's out there, I'm going to have confidence in those guys. And I tell those guys all the time, But I think those AB and Kennard, I think they did a great job stepping up right there. You miss Zach and Banks right there, which is, it's tough. So, I think both those guys did a great job. But we're going to have confidence in those guys. And we're going to still, stick to our game plan because we got to still go out there and be aggressive.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love last night talking to our own Mike Clemens, who we have on the phone right now. Offense just seemed to be clicking on all cylinders pretty much last night, Mike.
Yeah, and, they got the running game going later in the game. I mean, Josh Jacobs, number 8, great running back, ended up the night with 84 yards on 23 carries. Not bad. He had the one touchdown. I love the one play where they were, deep in the red zone, about the 7-yard line, and clearly they must have called two plays in the huddle because they hand off to Josh Jacobs. He runs a little left. He gets about 4 yards. And then instead of huddling up, they go no huddle. They run up to the line. They run a second play. And, the Commanders aren't even ready, and he runs in for a touchdown. That's how he scored his touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked Josh Jacobs after the game, should the Packers' game plan on offense be, safe and smart, or should you be aggressive and go for it on fourth down?
I mean, I'm all for smart play calling. If I was to be playing a game, I'm going to play aggressive. I'm going to do what Tennessee's been working. And I feel like, we got to break tendencies in certain times, too. We got tendencies to run the ball on fourth and short. So to be able to throw the ball and, complete them passes and things, I think it's huge for our offense. I think it opened up a lot of things later on this season.
Josh Jacobs talking to our very own Mike Clemens last night, who joins us via phone from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers got a big win last night over the Commanders, 27-18. Mike, as a Packer fan, seems like we get excited when not just our quarterback is doing well, but the running game, and Tucker Kraft was on fire last night.
Yeah, not only with the runs, but also with the – he ended up being your leading receiver with Jaden Reed now with a broken collarbone.
Yeah.
6 receptions, the one for 57 yards. And I love this play that they ran a couple of times, Todd, where they would, fake a handoff to Josh Jacobs, number 8, off to the left. And then Jordan Love would roll to his right and throw a short pass to maybe Dontavian Wicks, or to Tucker Kraft, and it worked. And I asked Tucker, I said, that misdirection runs to Josh Jacobs, and then turn, you do a short little pass to the opposite side. How was that work?
Hey, Mike, can you stick with us for 2 minutes or not?
Sure.
We're up against
the
clock. We'll have that cut. We'll hear from Tucker Kraft and wrap it up with Mike Clemens on the other side. You're listening to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, whichever the one of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather. Mike Clemens with a sports update, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by our friend Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8 tonight. Don't forget, you can still have time to enter our Free Ticket Friday Brewer giveaway for the game this Thursday, September 18th, against the Los Angeles Angels. Text the word GAME, G-A-M-E, GAME, as in it was a great Packers game last night, to the Civic Media app. We'll draw that at the end or at the top of the hour. Right now, joining us via phone from Lambeau Field, where that great game was last night, our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Nobody does it better. And Mike, before the break there, talking about the great performance of Tucker Kraft last night.
Yeah, one of the things that Matt LaFleur wants to get going on his offense is using the tight ends more. And Luke Musgrave is now back after a couple of years of injuries. He had two catches. That's number 88. And then big number 85, you know, with Tucker Kraft. Not only do they trust him now to maybe even run a jet sweep or run games, but now as a receiver, as a target, besides just blocking linebackers downfield. And he ended up with six catches for 124 yards. And the touchdown last night, the one play that was 57 yards, they had Luke Musgrave, both tight ends, kind of lined up, and they realized that they had, you know, two tight ends on one safety, and the safety had to make his decision on who you're going to cover. That's why Kraft was wide open. But I was saying before the break, some of these plays I thought were great, particularly when they got in the red zone, was let's fake a handoff to the left to the running back, Josh Jacobs, number 8, and then have Jordan roll out to the opposite side in a short little pass. And it seemed to be tricking, you know, Von Miller, who's mm-hmm. been in, you know, the Commanders, that's an old team. Von Miller, 15 years in the
right.
NFL.
Yeah.
You know, and Bobby Wagner, the former, you know, Seahawk and everything. Mm-hmm. And I asked Tucker, how about those misdirection plays for Josh Jacobs and then passing one of you guys or Dontavian's worked last night against the Washington defense?
Yeah, I mean, teams come in here and they have such an emphasis on stopping number 8. You know, stop, like they think that the key to beating the Green Bay Packers is by stopping Josh. And that's a credit to him and all the work he's put in. He is such influential back in the NFL. So teams keying him, it just opens up opportunities for everybody else. As a receiver, I hope teams keep coming in with that mindset and that game plan. But those plays will come for Josh. You know, he's on the cusp of another great season.
Tucker Kraft last night on the Green Bay win over the Washington Commanders, 27-18. Mike Clemens, Packers kind of get a mini break here. Those Thursday night games give you some more time before they have to play again. So this weekend, no Packer game over the weekend, but many of our sports fans' attention will turn to Alabama, as Keith Jackson used to say, Alabama. And it's going to be Wisconsin. I think Alabama's won a 20-point favorite in the desert this weekend.
21 points.
Yeah. All right.
Whoa, Nelly.
All right. Yeah. I don't know.
The Badgers go down there tomorrow, or they left today, right?
Yeah.
Game's at 11 a.m., okay? And, you know, Alabama came up here at Camp Randall and beat them 42-10. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has never played a game in Alabama ever before. So
really?
That'll be a first.
Wow.
I dug this up, though. You know, have the Badgers ever beat Alabama? They did. November 1928. The score was 15-0 at a frigid Camp Randall.
I heard
1928.
I tried it at the top of the show. I said, we got to ask Clemens to keep me honest because I heard that on your sports report this morning. I'm like, honest to God, I didn't even know they were playing football at Wisconsin in 1928. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we got that. We got Brewers opening a series tonight against the Cardinals. And even though they just got swept in Texas by the Rangers, they got 89 wins. If one more, they can get to 90 wins. And they're still 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. And other than that, man, I'm still trying to come down from last night because there's Doug Williams, remember Super Bowl 22,
yes,
right?
Yeah, right.
And beating John Elway and the Broncos with 4 touchdown passes and MVP. He was here with the Washington team contingent. And then before the game, my office is like right around the corner from the hallway that goes to the visitors' locker room.
Yeah.
And then there's an elevator goes down to Packers or up to the press box. And it's about an hour before the kick, and I'm going out, and I turn around. Here comes Mike McCarthy walking out of the visitors' hallway. I go, hey! And so I heard him yell out my voice, you know, like that. So I got to visit with him, and he had a meeting with Jerry Jones in June, and then he moved all his stuff from Dallas back to his house here in Green Bay, said he spent the summer on his boat in Door County. Their youngest is in eighth grade, so he's going to all of her sporting events and stuff like that. But after running out of it, I said, that was so great last week when you ran out of the tunnel, mm-hmm. you know, with the Super Bowl 45 team on alumni weekend. That was great. And somebody invited him just to join him in the suite. So he was up here last night to watch the football game. So, you know, it's good to see him and good to see. I'll tell you what, maybe that happens now that it's past the Mark Murphy era.
Right.
It's sort of
right.
a new era up here.
Yep.
He feels more welcome back in the house. So. You don't usually see former coaches like that right here.
I think it's really cool. A minute left, Mike. Al Michaels was talking about this. He did, I believe, a Monday night game on 9/11 in 2001. It was at 9/11 last night again. You know, your remembrances of when world events like that collide with sports, I mean, these are times when all of us, whether we're sports fans or whatever, we remember this stuff.
You know, the thing about it is that whether it's your favorite church, whether it's your favorite sports team, we actually look for ways to feel united.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can do that with country and sport, you know, like that, that's what makes that moment. At least we can, for 1 minute, we can all be in the same room and put the politics aside and just, you know, find a common thing like that. I find that to be even true with the Packer fans. They're not so much here for the games. They're here for their fellow fans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%.
And that's that's part of the thing that we're trying to serve here when we cover these teams.
Well, nobody does it better, Mike Clemens, as our friend Trigby Olsen says, when you go to Lambeau, nobody's wearing a red or blue hat. They're wearing green and gold. And that's what unites us and makes Wisconsin great. Nobody better. Yeah. I appreciate your time, Mike Clemens. Be safe covering the stuff this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Todd.
Our pleasure. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter here on a weekend. That'll wrap it up. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer for being here, along with Aaron Zimmer as a great producer, and all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Utah say they have the man who shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk in custody, Governor Spencer Cox.
We got him.
The 22-year-old suspect is in a county jail in Utah. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Formal charges will be filed on Tuesday. The Utah County Sheriff has released the booking sheet and probable cause statement from the arrest of Tyler Robinson. He's being held on three charges: aggravated murder, obstruction of justice, and felony discharge of a firearm.
Memphis Mayor Paul Young is not pleased with President Trump's plan to send National Guardsmen into his city.
I want to be clear, I did not ask for the National Guard, and I don't think it's the way to drive down crime.
Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee says he'll talk with Trump today about the planned deployment. West of Chicago today, an ICE officer has shot and killed a man who ICE officials say tried to ram agents with his car. The officer was dragged and seriously injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.